continue to go on, get your, you know, a higher degree.
Well, here's the funny thing. I was a part of that that cycle. I had behavioral problems in school. So what they did for me in the fourth grade was Roswell Elementary detained me. They kept me back in the fourth grade. So my mom, it was in the fourth grade when I had to repeat the fourth grade that my mom came and got me from my great-grandmother. Took me out of Roswell, and I ended up going to Atlanta Public Schools. And kept progressing. And you know what? The funniest thing is I graduated from elementary school in the top 10%. I was number 4 in the top 10. I went on to high school. Because I didn't get a chance to go to the high school that I wanted to go to, I did not, I rebelled and I did some stupid stuff in the eighth grade. I was not made to repeat the eighth grade, but if truth be told, I probably should have. But my mom finally put me in the high school with the peers that I had gone to elementary school with and succeeded with, and did pretty good. I did pretty good at Fulton High School. I ended up getting a scholarship to Alabama A&M. Well, the offer for Alabama A&M, Alcorn State, and Morehouse. And I ended up taking the one to Morehouse because that's what my grandmother really wanted me to do. I didn't finish Morehouse. I wish I had, because after I left Morehouse, I ended up, my grandmother ended up dying the next year. So I was depressed. I started working, and I realized that at the rate I was going, I was not going to be able to accomplish what I really wanted to accomplish in my life. So I went back to school. I went back one time for computer technology. I went back again for medical assistance, until finally I did what God wanted me to do, and I went back to Bible college. And it was while I was working on my degree that it was in the middle of my working on a degree, I started a family. I went on and enrolled myself into the tractor trailer training program. This is when I got mad with myself. I enrolled myself into the tractor trailer training program. That class started out with 30 people that Monday morning. By the end of the day, it was reduced down to 18 because that many people got up and left because they just didn't think they could cope with the map reading and the logging, the log books and the laws, you know, DOT laws and stuff. So I sat there, and believe it or not, at the end of the 4-week training, I graduated number 1 in the class. Didn't but 8 of us finish, and I graduated number 1, and I was the only one to pass the Georgia CDL on the first try. And I was so angry with myself because I said that just like I did that, I could have had my bachelor's, my master's, and my earned doctorates. I have a doctorate degree, but it is an honorary degree that was bestowed upon me because of some work that I was doing in the community in the north, where I was pastoring. So I got an honorary doctorate.
We've talked so much about just differences between like Atlanta downtown and Roswell, and you know, it almost seems that really when in the bigger scheme of things, especially for blacks, it's not that much different.
It's not that much different. It's just in the city, to me, in the city, there's more to see. And because there's more to see, then that causes you to lift your head up just a little bit further and strive just a little bit harder. But the truth of the matter is, if you never see yourself getting out of that box, you'll just be stuck in that rat race anyway. So you're right. It's really not that different.